This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
That's right. The Drive is live. We are in New Caney at Buffalo Wild Wings, 59-99. If you need a spot in today's world, all you got to do is enter that thing in that navigation and get on down here. Them Google Maps will get you right to this front door. Come on through, hang out with us. It is supposed to be a Thirsty Thursday on location at Buffalo Wild Wings, but it's a Wednesday, so we refer to those as a wet Wednesday. So come on through. And hang out. The place is starting to fill up a little bit with these college games rocking and rolling. It's a beautiful time of the year, New Year's with the college football, obviously. New Year's Day, we got some monster games tomorrow as well. And then obviously we kick off the NFL Week 18 and then the playoffs. So we're up against it, man. It's a beautiful time to be in the business that we're in. It's a beautiful time to be out at Buffalo Wild Wings. If you are in the building, make sure you put your name in the box right here. It's just a raffle ticket. We don't want any of your private information, personal information. Get you a raffle ticket right there. We got a big Bud Light cooler there. We got a smaller Michelob Ultra cooler here. We got a Bluetooth speaker here that's about the size of a tall boy Coors Light, if you're wondering. And then we got a mini tabletop foosball set right there that we'll be giving away today throughout the show. As we roll on the show today, Luke Morrow is in for Ron the Show Hughley. We will have on the show today at 2:40 D'Amico Rines live from NRG Stadium and CJ Stroud at 3:40 live from NRG Stadium as well. We typically do this part a little later in the show, but really since these college football games are already kicking off, a couple of them have already kicked off, and Tyler has absolutely got to let everybody know how he's betting this Texas game. For sure. Let's hit these daily T-Meals best bets real quick to make sure everybody out there that listens, if you want to follow, you can get maybe a live bet in on this Texas game, and then you'll know what's going down the rest of the evening with those T-Meals best bets. Tyler, you got us, baby. You ready?
Yes, sir. I do got you. Right. Good to hear from you boys on a wet Wednesday down the line. Bear with me here. Now, like literally right now, if you are talking, I do not know. We're working through some technical issues with the headphones in my booth here. But I'm going to give you the best bets real fast. Four of them for today. Michigan, of course, +8.5 is what I got it at. It's down to like 4. I still like that because, well, screw those Longhorns. Same game, Cheez-Its. The Cheez-It Bowl coming up any minute. Michigan, Texas, under 49 in the game for them. And then we got the Utah Utes at 230. I got them minus 13.5 as they take on Nebraska. And your last best bet today, number 4, the Miami Hurricanes, whom I hate very much right now. They're taking on Ohio State as the college football playoffs roll on tonight. I am on under 20 points in the first half. Those are your best bets. Take it away, boys.
That sounds like a good one. This Texas game, I don't believe it's kicked yet. They're getting ready to kick. You may still have time to get it in, but if you're one of them serious bettors out there, you got live betting anyway. So as Tyler said, you can make it happen at any point in time. Right now, Arizona State and Duke are tied in the second half to start the second quarter, 14-14. And did I see a little earlier? There it is right there, 31-24 with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Vandy was getting they were getting steamrolled there a little bit early, but looks like they've come back and made this a one-possession game. And they're on the defensive side of things right now, down 7 with 5 minutes to go. So you got those two bowl games going, Texas and Texas and Michigan fixing to kick. And then tonight you've got the big one. Tonight is the big dog. You got Miami, number 10, Miami at number 2. Ohio State in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl being played right up the street. The winner of this game will play in the Fiesta Bowl, play the winner of the Mississippi Ole Miss Georgia matchup. And this is an interesting game. Let's just stay right where we're at, and let's start with this Texas game that's kicking right now. I mean, to start the preseason, Bryce Underwood, the quarterback at Michigan, and Arch Manning, the quarterback at Texas. This would have been, if this was opening weekend, this would have been one of the most hyped games of the year. You've got two really good young quarterbacks that may not have as much hype on them right now as they had a year ago, but they got a lot of college football left to play. This is a hell of a young quarterback matchup in this Michigan-Texas game. There are a couple of players. Texas is without their top three running backs. They've all entered the transfer portal. And Michigan is without two of their top defenders. They've opted out, I believe, for the draft. I believe that's for the draft, not in the transfer portal. But Michigan, Texas, who you like in this one right here, Luke?
I'm sorry to go against you, Tyler. I'm on Texas. I got it at 6.5.
I like losing money.
Yeah, we'll see how it plays out over the next few hours. But I think this time of year, I mean, you just mentioned the guys who have opted out or in the transfer portal. And so I think a lot of times this time of year, I always look for which team would be more motivated. And just with everything that has gone on in Michigan, I don't always buy into the whole distraction stuff. But with it already being the end of the season, kind of an underwhelming year, your coach is gone with that whole fiasco. You have your top two defensive players have already moved on. There's just, you're looking elsewhere. You're looking to... And I know Texas didn't have the season they were hoping for either, but I just think Arch Manning still has more to prove. And so anyways, I think Texas wins today because I just think they'll be more locked in than a Michigan team right now.
Yeah, which that wouldn't be hard to do, right, is be more locked in than a Michigan team right now. And here's the interesting thing about Texas is Arch Manning did not start off the way that obviously everybody thought he was. I mean, Tyler had him winning the Heisman Trophy and being the number one overall pick before the year ever started.
Next season's NFL MVP, man.
He obviously didn't start off that kind of hot, but he's been better of late. He's been really good of late statistically. And you look at what Texas has done. They beat OU. They beat A&M, obviously, down the stretch. Two wins versus playoff teams. I think the end of the year, this is a significantly better Texas team than what we watched to watch them as a disappointment early on. And so I'm with you. I think Michigan is an absolute mess. And I think Texas, for some reason, it seems like they have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, not just Sarkisian, but the whole team in a sense of playing today. This would be a game where you would typically, I would think there would be a lot of opt-outs, right, not just for transfer portal, but for the draft as well. And it seems like maybe the noise around that topic has just died down, but it seems like they got all hands on deck for this game. So it will be a fun one to watch. I think the big thing with Texas, for all my Longhorn fans out there, is, you know, it sucks that your top three rushers are transferring. Not that anybody's worried about it, but you're going to – a place like Texas has got serious depth. You know, they're one of the top – I mean, hell, you call it the top 20 schools. And when you lose a running back – typically you've got another young one waiting in the wings that everybody's been anxious to see anyway. And so We'll see. Right on time, they bounce one running back. I don't even know who it is. Bounces one outside and up the sideline. But let's move on to this Miami-Ohio State game. I think this is obviously the big college football playoff game that's going down tonight, the Cotton Bowl up in Dallas. Ohio State lost 13-10 to Indiana in the Big Ten Championship the last time we saw them on the field. Miami, sorry, Tyler, earmuffs. They won 10-3 over A&M in the first round. I think here's the interesting thing about this game tonight. You got two really good defensive football teams, and you've got the two most accurate quarterbacks in college football. So when you got super accurate quarterbacks, you've got ball control offenses, you got guys that are, for whatever reason, they're being a little bit more on the conservative side. I mean, Julian Sayin, 78.4% completion, 31 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. And you look over at Beck in Miami, the older, longer-in-the-tooth quarterback, 74.5% completion, 26 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. And we saw him last week in that super conservative role in a defensive battle when they beat A&M at Kyle Field 10-3. So I don't know how exciting this is going to be from a explosive plays, points being scored standpoint, but it is going to be two great defenses. And it's going to be two quarterbacks that seem to take care of the football, make the right decision. This could be another game a lot like that A&M at Miami game where it's more about who makes the mistakes and it's not about who makes the big plays.
I think that's what Miami will need in order to win this one
big
as
plays,
well.
Big plays or no mistakes?
Just that low scoring, kind of that 10-3 mm-hmm. like Texas A&M. I don't think they can keep up with Ohio State. And you know, Miami, I've always been what would be the word? I kind of looking down on the ACC, and like they had a few good wins this year. Obviously, Texas A&M most recently, but Notre Dame earlier in the year. I just don't know if Miami can match up with an Ohio State, and
agreed.
I think that's why Ohio State's favored by 10 in this game, despite the seasons they've had. I mean, Ohio State lost 14 players to the draft last year. I think they're even more talented this year. So you want to talk, like we were just saying with Texas and Michigan, about these teams that have depth. I just don't think Miami has faced a squad like Ohio State, so the best chance is to try to keep it that low-scoring game, because I don't think Miami's going to be able to score a lot of points today. Can their defense slow down Ohio State? I'm not so sure. I don't think they've faced that speed that they're going to have to deal with tonight. And I also think a lot of it has been made about this Ryan Day offensive coordinator thing. You would know better than me because you actually played the position. I don't see it as any sort of issue for Ohio State. I mean, he's an offensive coach. He's been there. He's called the plays before. And I think back to when Nick Saban fired Lane Kiffin during the playoff almost a decade ago. And, yes, they lost the national championship, but they scored 31 points that next game with Steve Sarkisian stepping in. So, you know, especially now with the transition to Ryan Day, I think it's an even smoother transition because he's been there and he's an offensive guy. So I know a lot has been made about that as like a equalizer tonight. I don't see it as any sort of issue for Ohio State.
Yeah, I don't see it as any issue either. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's had, I mean, 2+ weeks to kind of get in a groove with his quarterback and get in a groove with his guys of kind of how they want to run this offense and what they want it to look like. It's not like it was a major overhaul. It was just a change in play caller, and that play caller has been overseeing this offense
right.
longer than the guy that exited. So I agree with you. I don't expect that to be a big deal. Now, it could be. I mean, I'm not going to completely dismiss it, but I don't personally expect it or see how it's a big deal. Interesting, it would be fun to see the Julian Sayin kid, 78.4% completion, again, 31 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. He was in New York for the Heisman ceremony this year. So, I think that may be a little bit rich. I think that may be a little bit much for him. I don't know that he earned that and should have been there, but we will see tonight in that Miami-Ohio State Cotton Bowl for the first game of the second round of the college football playoffs. It's funny you mentioned Miami. I think I look at Miami and Ole Miss in very similar fashion. I think those two teams, I question whether they got the dudes to keep up with the other teams that are left in the college football playoffs right now. I think everybody else has got comparable dudes, right? Indiana showed that they got comparable dudes when they stood toe-to-toe and actually beat Ohio State. I think you look at Ole Miss and you look at Miami, I still question, do you have the dudes? More so Ole Miss than Miami, but I do agree with you. I'm not overwhelmed. Or let me I say this. I'm a little bit underwhelmed when I watch them and I bump them up against these other schools that are in the playoffs with. So we'll see. Let's move on to early game tomorrow, 11 a.m. kick. Number 5 Oregon versus number 4 Texas Tech in the Orange Bowl. The winner of this game goes on to the Peach Bowl and plays the winner of Bama Indiana. I mean, these are two teams here that if you just look at the box scores, look at the facts of the matchup, they're two of the best first-half scoring margin teams in the country. Quick starts. Now, I don't know if that's great offense or great defense because I think both of these teams have pretty good defenses anyway. So I don't know exactly what it is, whether it's the offense or the defense. It's probably a combination of the two. But these two teams have outscored opponents at a higher clip than anybody else in the country. I think they're 1-2 in that category. So you got two teams that are fast starters and typically get, you know, they're that lead horse. This one for me, Luke, is all about Dante Moore. I've not seen Dante Moore play much this year. I've seen some highlights. I don't know if I've seen a snap of a real game. I've seen a bunch of highlights, which, you know, you can make those look.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Pretty hell yeah. They made me a highlight film that looked pretty impressive. So you can do that with anybody. But this one's about Dante Moore for me. I've seen some drafts, mock drafts that already have him going number one overall in this year's draft. Or at least being the first quarterback taken in this year's draft. Him versus that Texas Tech front that is the best front that money can buy. They're nasty, man. And can Oregon give Dante Moore time to cook against what most people believe is a really, really, really good defensive front with some good defensive linemen that can get after the quarterback in Texas Tech? Now, again, we don't necessarily know exactly who Texas Tech is coming out of the Big 12. But I think the matchup is about, again, Dante Moore, Oregon's quarterback, and that Texas Tech all money front.
I think that's the case with all these playoff matchups, kind of like what we were just talking about Miami and Ohio State, that I think in every game you look at, there's still that question of kind of like the haves and the have-nots. And so, unfortunately, in this matchup, for me, it's Texas Tech. Like, I wonder if Texas Tech, I know, obviously, the money put in, they've had a great year, they have talent, but we've just seen Oregon on this stage where this is the new arrival for Texas Tech. I'm curious if they can keep up with the Ducks tomorrow morning. But on paper, to me, this is the tightest matchup, and obviously it should be. It's the 4-5, and I think the Vegas betting line is also the smallest of any of the games in this round of the playoffs. So it is the tightest matchup to me, but I just go back to that concern of can I believe in Texas Tech and this whole idea of kind of the best team money can buy going up against an Oregon squad that's been there over the past few years. And I'm a big Dan Lanning fan, and he's coached a lot of big games already. So curious to see when they actually get out in the field.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.